Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Pelican Scoop, a hoop-ball.com presentation. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank, at Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter, LyleSwithenbank, as in bank. Go and give us a follow if you'd like. At Hoopball Pels is the show, HoopBallPels. Support the show, support me, that'd be fantastic. The growth of the show in recent times, and also, people interacting on Twitter. It's been fantastic having a chat and, chewing the fat about the Pels. We've got plenty to talk about today. The Summer League is officially open. We had our first game against the Bulls, and we got a good look at a lot of the players who have been suiting up for this team. And we're going to break all that down today. We're going to have a chat about head coach Willie Green manning the sidelines with the whole team and the whole team of assistants, shall I say. And we're going to have a chat about that as well. Before we get into that, if you're listening on an Apple device, if you could go and give us a 5-star review, that would be fantastic. You can leave a comment, whatever you want. I'll have a look and have a chat. And, if you enjoy what you hear, well, if you have a couple of seconds to go and give us a review, that'd be fantastic. Because we appreciate all the support. And, if you don't like the show, well, no one likes a gossip. So leave it as is. But anyway, enough of my carry-on. What did we have? So the Pelicans took on the Chicago Bulls yesterday. Again, and, well, to open, I guess, their Summer League campaign. If you haven't seen it, well, spoiler alert, we had a resounding victory, 94-77. What we like to see, the Pels winning. And, I think we'll start by talking about the game generally, and then I might break down what we saw from some of the players. So, to begin with, we started pretty slow. Like, honestly, we came out the gates looking pretty average. The ball wasn't probably moving as much as we liked. And Chicago leapt out to a bit of a lead. The first quarter ended 26-23. So we did manage to drag it back towards that second end of the second half of the first quarter. When the bench came on, they really stepped up and looked good. Second quarter, we were even 21-21, down by 3 at the half. And, it wouldn't have surprised me if the Bulls had have pulled away. They had that pedigree with a Patrick Williams, who, he's number 4 draft pick last year. He's a really handy player and looked aggressive early on. But coming out of the gates, third quarter, after the half, we jumped out to 25-19 in that quarter, and, it was game on. It was absolutely game on, and we love to see that. The guys dug in, and, really, really impressive charge. The last quarter was an absolute shellacking by the Pelicans. They scored 25 to the Chicago Bulls 11. We traded Lonzo Ball over there. We gave his new team a little slapping around to start the preseason off, or the summer league, I guess, not even preseason yet. What did we see? So we shot 45% from the field to their 36%. Obviously, that comes down to people getting the rust out, getting those reps up. The percentages are always going to be a little bit lower in summer league because it's a bit scrappier. It's a bit, it's guys hoisting up shots they think they can make, maybe not in line with the offense, purely to, show out. This is a chance for a lot of these guys that don't have contracts to really show what they're worth. So if you see lower shot totals and percentages, well, you get that. That happens. It's also a credit to the Pelicans' defense. It was something that I'll have to comment on, is in the second half, we really put the clamps on, and all credit to Herb Jones, to credit to Najee Marshall. These guys, and also Trey Murphy as well, all those guys look really, really good on the defensive end, and it showed. So we'll have a chat about that as we go through the players. We hit 8 of 32 three-pointers for 25% to Chicago Bulls 5 of 21, which was 23%. So not a shootout by any stretch of the imagination, but one of the guys that hit most of them was Trey Murphy for us, and we'll have a chat about him in a second. What else do we see? 25 assists we had to their 13, which is what you love to see. If we ever look at turnovers, we only had 8 turnovers for the whole game. 25-8 assist to turnover ratio. You're happy with that. Really happy. Taking care of the basketball has to be priority number one, and they did that. 8 for the whole game? You're laughing. They had 15. Points off turnovers, we scored 22, and they had 5. It's not very often that I've said on this podcast that we won the points off turnovers battle, and we managed to. So really impressed with the guys. In terms of the rebounding, we had 39 to their 46. And that purely could come down to the fact that we took more shots. We took 82 shots to their 69. So, you know, yeah, you're going to miss a few, but that gives them a few extra rebounds to change that over. We didn't get many free throws, only 15 attempts, hit 12 of them. They had 29, so we're obviously a bit foully, a bit handsy, I guess, in the first game. But, you know, that'll improve as the guys start getting the rust off and start getting the legs under them again. You know, it takes a bit of time. You had a bit of time off from the end of the season, and these guys are all a little bit excited, I guess, to get back out there and play a bit of basketball. And admittedly, the refs are pretty touchy on some of the fouls, you know. And that's frustrating. I think a lot of those probably came in the first half. I can't verify for sure without going back and watching it again. But, yeah, all in all, pretty impressive as a team effort. I was, yeah, really, really impressed with that. So, well done, guys. Good win. Now, what we've all been waiting for, I suppose, the box score. So, leading the charge for the Pelicans was 3M3. Trey Murphy the third. He played 27 minutes and change. He had 26 points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists, 9 of 15 field goals, which is 60%. 6 of 9 from 3. We love 3-point shooters. 66.7%. 0 turnovers and a plus 9 on the night. This guy, honestly, was excellent. His jump shot is just something that you teach your kids. Honestly, it is so fluid, so fast, and just pure. He's just a pure shooter, and you can see it. He does it absolutely effortlessly, sets his feet perfectly, and, you know, his mechanics are just, yeah, they're lovely. I really like this kid. You know, he's 6'9". He's got long arms. He looks strong. He looks even a little bit bigger than 6'9". You know, he's solid. He's an NBA body. He's got his head switched on right. They interviewed him after the game, and, you know, he talked about playing the right way, being coachable, knowing his role alongside Zion and alongside B.I., being able to make those shots to punish defenders that don't defend him and just try to double-team one of the stars. Oh, my gosh. He was just fantastic. You know, they interviewed him even halftime, and they said, well, what do you need to work on? He said, well, we need to finish these defensive possessions, you know, grab rebounds. Not too long ago, I was screaming down this microphone, asking, begging players to grab a rebound at the end of a possession. You know, Steven Adams was partly brought in, I think, just to do that, to finish off those possessions, because the year before we were absolutely atrocious at it. So all in all, just a really, really impressive first game. To get him at pick 17, and, you know, he had that single season at Virginia, as well as having the 2 years previously at Rice. 50-40-90 season 1 year, you know, this guy, there's a lot to like. There's a lot to like, and I think the Pels have really, you know, done themselves a favour by getting this kid. So I couldn't speak more highly of him. He's very well spoken. He seems switched on, you know. Yeah. A+ for Trey Murphy in his first game. That is how you open Summer League. And, you know, he capped it off with a massive poster dunk. I think it was in the second or third quarter, and absolutely yammed it all over this bloke. You know, you love to see that, and yeah, I was hyped. I watched it a bit on a delay, as you might have seen on Twitter. I've been dodging it all day, and to watch him absolutely, you know, slam it down on someone, well, yeah, love that. Bit of inside, bit of outside, don't mind that at all. Good fit. Now, to the rest of the box score, Najee Marshall also played 27 minutes. He had 18, 5 rebounds. He had a couple of assists. He had 3 steals and 8 of 15 shooting. 0 of 3 3-pointers, but that's all right. And a couple of free throws. He had 2 turnovers, but he was a plus 18 on the night. Najee Marshall is an NBA player. You know, sometimes you see these guys come back for their second go around and in the league, this summer league, and just look completely above the level of basketball that was being played. Najee Marshall was like that from the start. He basically got to do whatever he wanted. He was driving in, you know, they could not stop him. He was making plays, you know, probably I'd like to see what his potential assists were, because he was absolutely dominant, and whether or not we hit the shot is another question. But he has nothing to prove whatsoever. That guy is going to have a great season. Absolute glue guy, does a bit of everything, and he looked good. He also looked like an old head, you know, really. He was a rookie. He played, what, 30 games or something last year? You know, he only went into the starting lineup once we had those injuries midway through last season. And, yeah, he's a real deal. He's a good player. So, really excited that we managed to re-sign him for a couple of years. And we can see him continue to develop. Very impressive. If they don't play him again, it wouldn't surprise me. But depends if you want to win it or not. Because he is really good.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all-purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Starting at the point guard position was Kyra Lewis Jr. He had 11 points, 2 rebounds, 7 assists, 1 steal, 5 of 12 shooting. He missed his 4 three attempts, but a lot of people did. And he had no turnovers. He was plus 11 on the night, which again, you love to see. Kyra came in. We saw a lot of his patience throughout the game. You know, a little bit of on the defensive side, sometimes he got caught ball watching a little bit, but otherwise he was pretty solid, and that speed is something else. Honestly, he's so fast, and being able to harness that, there was some plays where he got to the ring at ease just by purely being faster than the guy that was trying to guard him. And you know, that change of pace is something that I don't think we've had for a very long time, if ever. And I really, really like his ability to get up and down the court, and he's athletic. And he looks like he's turning into a nice NBA player. So really, really impressed to see him out there leading the charge and continuing to develop and play good basketball. So really good for Kyra as well. You know, guys, disclaimer, this probably is just a big hype track. And, you know, he's talking about keeping a lid on it for summer league. But we like when the Pels win. When your team wins, get around them. That's what I'm like. I'm never going to say keep a lid on it when they do well. You know, I'm not screaming, oh, we're going to win the championship, but, you know, it's good to see these young guys have a crack, and that's all I want to see. good, hard, intense basketball. So Didi Lazada was a starting shooting guard after coming over from the Sydney Kings at the end of last year. He signed a four-year deal in the offseason. He had 3 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, 1 of 6 shooting, 0 of 3 from three. No turnovers. He was a plus 18 on the night as well. He was more on the defensive end, pass interruptions and the like. While it didn't translate directly to steals, I think he only... how many did he have? He had 2. You know, he probably used his body a lot in the game and being able to lock down a few of those guys. It's very good. His shot's still a work in progress. And, you know, he said in the pre-game, or I suppose the day before media availability, that he was working all off-season with Fred Vincent, which you love to hear. It means his jump shot's going to improve. It's just about getting reps in. And, you know, once you get into live ball game for actual points, you know, all of a sudden, he... The intensity goes up a little bit. It's a bit different to shooting in an empty gym. So I think it'll come, but he looks solid as well. So happy for him. We also had big AP. I can't pronounce his last name and I don't want to butcher it. He was solid with 9 points. He started at center, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, and a couple of blocks. He was all right. Didn't do anything wrong. He was -4 on the night, but he was solid. It was okay. Our sixth man was Herb Jones. He played 21 minutes, and he played a bit of everything, you know, probably 3 all the way through to the 5, and an absolute Swiss Army knife, Big Herb. He looked strong. He guarded Patrick Williams all night pretty much, and really held him. Patrick Williams, you know, he finished with 15 and 12, but 6 of 20 shooting, and I think Herb had a lot to do with that, just sticking an arm out all the time, bodying him. On Twitter, I called him a Swiss Army knife. You know, 6 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks, 1 of 4 shooting, but that's okay. Hit his 3-pointer, had 2 turnovers, but he was a plus 25 on the night. He was best on ground, basically. And that has to come from just shutting down his player and contributing on all these different ends. You know, again, he's another guy that I'd like to see his assist, or potential assists, I guess, because he was really, really impressive. So, well done to Herb, and I think he's going to play a bit this year. I think he might find his way into the main roster and sit there. I don't think he's going to spend too much time in the G League unless they really want to get him some reps. Otherwise, he's going to be up here, and I think he might contribute some days, which I'm looking forward to. The other guys were Homes or whatever. He had 18 minutes. Wright had 16, had 9 points. Alvarado, the guy out of, I think he said he was out of Washington or out of Georgetown or something. He was solid as the backup point guard. He had 7 points. And DeLeo played 6 minutes, had 3 points. M. Hill, 0 minutes and 0 contribution otherwise. Besides sitting on the bench and giving people high fives. So we like that. All in all, really, really good. As I said over on the other side, you know, Patrick Williams starred for them with 15 and 12, but 6 of 20 shooting. Saminovic, I'm probably saying that wrong, 13 points for them, and E. Thompson off the bench had 11. Dotson had 16, 7 and 4, and he looks like a pretty good guard as well, you know, for Chicago. He was minus 11 on the night. That's because he had a turnover. Another one for Patrick Williams. He had 5 turnovers, so all credit to Herb. Dotson looked all right, but again, solid backup. He'll probably play a bit this year if he's on the main roster with the Bulls, and see what happens, I guess, for him. It'll be interesting to see his journey going forward. So, what did we learn? Well, I suppose what we learned was Trey Murphy is a pure shooter with a smattering of everything else. He's got long arms. He's got the defensive awareness. He's got strength. He can shoot. He's got the hops. Yeah, he looks like he's ready to contribute. I think we're going to see a bit of him this year. Other thing we learned was Herb Jones can probably contribute a bit as well. He's almost a bit of a taller Najee Marshall, just a jack of all trades, does a bit of everything. And, you know, if he can hit a 3 a game and also defend like that, get 5 of everything, you know, you turn into a bit of a Joe Ingles type, but maybe a bit stronger, better defender. You know, maybe a Draymond Green type, if you know, if he can really put it together. I was really impressed with him. And I think they pick really well, being able to get him at pick 35 this year. There wasn't much to fault, honestly. There really wasn't. And I'm really proud of the guys for doing that. Now, just before we wrap up, I guess, I'll just mention that Willie Green obviously came down as the coach. He decided, even though as head coach, he was going to take over at the Summer League and start that. It was good to see the whole coaching staff there. You know, Mike D'Antoni was sitting there, Jaron Collins as well. Fantastic to see those guys really get in there and obviously weigh in early on with the young guys. And what I liked about Willie Green was the fact that in those timeouts, we got to hear a bit of his huddles and you got to chat to him. And, you know, he has such a calming voice. He literally just talks to the guys. He talks to them rather than at them, you know. And as a coach, if you can connect with a coach that's going to, you know, big you up when you deserve it and also deliver a message you needed. He's like, we need to rebound. We need to rebound a bit more. You know, it didn't come across negative. It was purely a statement of fact. Let's do it. Let's dig in. You know, things like that. That's what you want to see from a coach, particularly to the young guys. And, you know, our team's young. They need a bit of coddling. You know, we need to look after these guys and big them up when they deserve it, because that's how people react this day and age. You can't just scream at people anymore. As we sort of found out last year, it doesn't work as much. Now, I think that's probably enough from me. I'm just going to wrap up by thanking the sponsors, mybookie.ag. Of course, use the code HOOPBALL, get yourself 100% deposit match, and I think you get yourself an MLB futures bet as well, which, you know, if you go in there and get that, you'll be pretty happy with. Free money and all that jazz. And also manscaped.com, HOOPBALL20, of course, is the code. Will give you your 20% off and free shipping. Guys, next game is on tomorrow. So my time, it's 7 a.m. That'll be Thursday morning. So, yep, tomorrow morning. And, yeah, otherwise it'll be tonight, I suppose, by the time you listen to this. We take on the Oklahoma City Thunder. Not sure if Josh Giddey's playing because he rolled his ankle. One of my countrymen, he looks like he's going to be all right as well. So hopefully he plays. But these will be no easy beats, but it'll be good to come out and give him another crack, and we'll see what the guys can deliver this time. But anyway, that's enough from me. As always, I am Lyle Swithenbank, at Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter. At Hoopball Pills is the show. Go and give us a like and a subscribe and a follow and whatever you want. Tell your friends about it. You know, we're growing. We're building. I can see you all tuning in, and I'm enjoying it, and I hope you guys are as well. Go, Pels. Look after yourselves, and bye for now.
This has been a HoopBALL presentation.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.